Independent journalism needs protection, now more than ever. Leaving a gift to TPR in your will helps ensure thoughtful, fact-based news has a future in Texas. Learn more at tpr.org/legacy.
Welcome to Fronteras, a program that explores issues at the border and beyond through the lens of arts, culture, and history. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. The Trump administration has an annual goal of deporting 1 million people living in the U.S. with no legal status. What does the immigration crackdown look like on the other side of the border? Movement north from Central America and Mexico is at a virtual halt. Médecins Sans Frontières was founded in France in 1971 and has grown into a worldwide movement. It's best known in the U.S. as Doctors Without Borders and commonly referred to by its French acronym MSF. MSF has been witness to how this freeze in migration is impacting stranded populations in Mexico and Central America. Immigrants must now choose to continue north, stay where they are, or return to their home countries where their lives may be at risk. MSF provides comprehensive care for all ages, including maternal and prenatal care, support for victims of sexual violence, and mental health care. A drastic drop in aid and MSF's reduced footprint along the migration route has had a devastating impact on immigrants. A recent report by MSF reveals that these cascading obstacles are leaving immigrants trapped in a cycle of physical, emotional, and institutional violence. We're talking today with Dr. Franking Frias, Deputy Manager of Operations for MSF in Mexico and Central America. He explains how enforcement actions in the U.S. have affected MSF projects south of the border.
I may say that before all these changes on the of migration, we were having as well projects in Guatemala and Honduras, but due to all these changes and the decrease of people moving towards the north, we closed already those projects. So for the moment, we are just focused at the moment in Mexico City, where we still see several of the migrants that got trapped, let's say, or didn't know what to do because they could not apply anymore through the CBP-1 mechanism. And we see as well people in the south that are in the same situation, and some of them are as well considering to go back to the south.
As you mentioned, MSF has closed a number of their centers across Latin America. However, it does not mean that migrants who are experiencing violence or who have mental or physical health issues, it does not mean that they are less in need of these services. It just means there are less people in need. But in this one report by MSF, this increasing culture of fear appears to perhaps be maybe steering some of these immigrants away from resources like MSF might produce because either a fear of shame or a stigma, or perhaps maybe they just fear for their lives just going out to look for care and services.
That's right. I mean, we close these projects because we don't see big volumes of people. And it's very difficult to keep all these teams there. What we see now, for example, is that people are still there. But the way that they are in the places is very different because now they are being diluted among the population. Well, for example, in Mexico City, what we see is that people who were on the shelters that we used to visit, they are not anymore there. It doesn't mean that they disappear, and it doesn't mean that they doesn't need the services. It means that they move farther because authorities has been as well putting mechanisms to make them less visible. They move them from one place to another, and sometimes they just dismantle the shelters. They offer at the same time other places, but some people decide not to go because the capacity or the conditions or because they just decide to try to be permanently here in the country. And they try to go to further places with more precarious conditions quite often. those places are under the control of the organized crime. So they are more exposed and they are more vulnerable. Considering that the culture is different, considering that the legal conditions are not the same, this makes them a more easy target for the organized crime. So in that sense, we are trying to reach them through all mobile clinics. So we are trying to find those places. So we are not anymore on the city center. We are farther and farther in places that are a little bit more exposed to danger, if I may say. We find them. So we change our modus operandi on the places we continue working. And we can see that, yes, they are still there, that, yes, they still need to have access to these services we offer. The needs is still present. But we can see as well what we are finding more severe cases of violence. We are analyzing at this moment, but we pass from having some mild cases to a more severe ones due to this change of context. So yes, people is still there, people still try to reach. Just last month, for example, there was one more group, we call them caravanas, that were trying to move to the center of Mexico. So this shows as well that even though the conditions are more restricted and more dangerous, people are still in need and people are still trying to move from the places they are living because they consider those places with more danger and less possibilities to be safe.
Well, I thought was really interesting in reading this report was how there may be hundreds of thousands of immigrants stranded in Mexico alone because of the strict policies that have been enacted here in the U.S., but not just because of that, but also because there is almost a global crackdown on the movement of migrants. There are increases of military and police along the borders with Mexico and neighboring countries. Some of the neighboring countries in Central America have also ramped up their forces. Can you explain to us a little bit about how those forces are literally stranding these individuals in Mexico?
Yes. One of the points we raise on this report is the externalization of the borders. While in the past, the borders were very clear between the United States and Mexico and was a physical border, with clear delimitations. Now the policies and the campaign that the government from the United States is doing is externalizing those borders. It means moving those borders farther from the physical place. It means that these borders are represented somehow, not only the border between Mexico and the United States, but as well on the border between Mexico and Guatemala, between Guatemala and Honduras, and so on. This goes through programs that, in theory, has the aim to support the governments to control the flux and the movements of illicit stuff, like drugs and weapons. But at the same time, these programs are as well stopping the people on the movement, the migrants, to have a secure path. This is by militarizing the borders. So we can see now in almost each one of the countries in Central America, including Mexico in the north, that the borders have a military presence. And this military presence as well is one of the forces that the people is finding on their way. These military forces doesn't have the capacity, has not been trained, and doesn't have the mandate to provide support to these people. This is the problem. And when these people sometimes find these forces, they are treated like a threat, like a danger. So this as well imposes a challenge and sometimes a danger to this population.
Dr. Franklin Frias is Deputy Manager of Operations for MSF, Doctors Without Borders, in Mexico and Central America. We're talking about MSF's new report, Unwelcome, the Devastating Human Impact of Migration Policy Changes in the United States, Mexico, and Central America. When we come back, MSF is asking governments to help reduce migrant suffering.
There should be safe mechanism for people to apply to move. No, this is not exist in the day of today.
Our conversation continues next on Fronteras.
Support for this podcast of Fronteras comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company. By investing in local communities and rewarding policyholders for prioritizing safety, they are building a more resilient Texas. More at texasmutual.com/texansgetit. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.
Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Doctors Without Borders, or MSF as it's also known, has provided medical and mental health care to thousands of people fleeing violence and extreme poverty in Latin America. MSF says the Trump administration's harsh crackdown on immigration in the U.S. is having a devastating effect on people now stranded in Mexico. MSF has interviewed its patients and its own staff to report on how strict immigration policies are impacting these populations. One Venezuelan man told MSF about being held captive for 2 months, having a tooth pulled, and threatened with a gun until his family paid a ransom. He still cannot leave Ciudad Juarez to join his family in the U.S. MSF staff have witnessed immigrants taking riskier routes north, making them more vulnerable to cartels and human trafficking. And the sharp drop in immigration has led to the closure of many MSF projects on the migrant route across Mexico and Central America. MSF explores how the erosion of the asylum process has impacted immigrants in Latin America in the new report, Unwelcome, the Devastating Human Impact of Migration Policy Changes in the United States, Mexico, and Central America. We're talking today with Dr. Franklin Frias, Deputy Manager of Operations for MSF in Mexico and Central America. He says it's been especially hard on MSF's doctors, nurses, psychologists, and social workers who've been working heartbreaking cases on the front lines.
It's very difficult to imagine how people can perpetrate this to another. And sometimes, very often, we need to take care as well for doctors and nurses and psychologists, because just the histories they hear are quite very shocking. We need to provide as well for them some mental health care. There are thousands of histories, and we don't catch up all of them. But I may say that, for example, in the groups now, there are minors on a company, that there's no adult with them. They are traveling alone, or sometimes together with a brother or a sister, and they are totally vulnerable. You know? And they face terrible situations, crossing, for example, the Darien Gap, where they have been victims of rapes, where they have been witnessing rapes. They survive to that. They succeed to come to Mexico, and in Mexico, sometimes they as well suffer again. Once more, the situation, rapes, they have been kidnapped, they have been tortured, trying to push the family to send some more money. So we have the history of a teenager like this, was traveling by himself, and on the way crossing Central America, he suffered this type of violence that really shocked him. He didn't know how to react, so he just continued moving. And once he arrived here in Mexico, as well, he was victim of the organized crime that kidnapped him for several days and were asking about money and beating him and abusing him. You know, this patient has been under treatment for a lot of time. We have as well here in Mexico City a center that we are supporting. We are working together here with some partners. And this center is specialized in victims that suffer extreme violence. And we have several patients there, patients who has been tortured, that has been burned. I don't know, it's difficult to describe it. That the worst of what a human can do to another human is people who very difficult with many difficulties is going to recover or come back to normal. You know, people who really don't see anymore the sense of life, who really is having nightmares all the time, who is still not feeling safe, even if it's in a safe environment, And some of them, our aim is just that they succeed to reach, to be able to survive by themselves, that they are able to look for a job, that they are able to look for food, because many of them doesn't even want to do that. No? They just want to die because they suffer so much. They still impact. We have as well histories of people who has been deported from the United States, who already, when crossing the borders by organized crime or sometimes even by the authorities, all the little things, all this little money that they got is taken away, and they just come back to Mexico with pretty much nothing, only with the shoes and the clothes they are wearing. Sometimes as well, we have histories of people who succeed to cross the border. They are leave in the middle of the night, just crossing the border. So one car from the organized crime just come, pick up them, kidnap them, torture them, extortion them, and again, they are in terrible situation. This is the type of histories we have been seeing up to date.
And MSF actually has a plea to governments, not just in the U.S., but around the world, about what can be done. And there are things that can be done in order to relieve this kind of suffering that's happening on both sides of the border. Can you talk to us a little bit about those recommendations?
Indeed, that's true. We see the crisis here. Let's talk as well about other crises, because we have been having as well people from other countries, other continents. We call it extracontinental migrants, people who is coming from Africa, from Asia, even sometimes from Europe, with the war between Russia and Ukraine, we have been having some patients as well. And here, what we see is that, as you say, these policies are dehumanizing the population, the people, instead of seeing a person who is in need, who is in danger, is promoted by the media and by the governments like a threat, like a danger, like someone who is come to take what you have or is going to put in danger your goods or your family. It's not the case. What we have is people who has been living already in very extreme conditions. Choices are extremely poor in the places they are living. People who is already a danger to be killed, has been menaced. And the only choice they have is to move somewhere else. So what we want and the recommendations we are asking to the governments is, one, migration is not a crime. Everybody has the right to seek health care. There should be a better life. There should be safe mechanisms for people to apply to move. This is not exist on the day of today. The governments need to protect legally as well to these people. They should as well provide a safe path. They should provide as well access to health care, shelter, food, and education. They should have able some mechanism for people to apply and have all the legal frame to apply to stay in the countries they would like to stay.
And it's common sense. It's nothing extraordinary. And like you said, these are things that are possible. But it's one thing for a group like MSF to say it, and another thing for the political bodies of these countries to actually act upon these recommendations. Do you have any support, or have you heard of any support from within these governments that perhaps they are taking steps to alleviate some of these problems?
The governments in general, like for example, Mexico, and I'm going to talk about the specific case of Mexico for this example. The president herself has been quite loud speaking on the media, talking about the support that Mexico is giving to the migrants. Mexico has been a long history of welcoming people from other places that are seeking a safe place. And while this statement is there, on the other hand, we witness still gaps. We still witness a lot of things to be improved and to be done in terms of support for the people. There's still not a clear and safe paths for people. That's why, for example, people is not anymore moving on caravanas, even if they want. They are sometimes misguided, or sometimes they are brought to another place. They cannot be seen in big groups. We can see other governments as well on statements, Honduras, for example, and Guatemala. A little bit the same. The statements from the governments is not against the people on the movement. It's not against the migrants. But on the other hand, is still the militarization of the borders and still mechanisms that are not there to support those people to move safely and to have access to basic things. So yes, in terms of politics, we have been hearing statements, but we still witnessing, you know, this big gap between what they say and what is implemented on the field, on the ground for the people. I would like to take the advantage to, we would like as well to pass a message to the public in general, to the general population. I think many of them have been seeing people in need, migrants. And I would like to take the advantage to make a call to all the people to put a little bit on the shoes of such people that were in such situation in danger, and the only option was to move or to be killed or die later on. Nobody is migrant by pleasure. I think it's very difficult to leave your family, to leave the place you have been living. And if we see people like this, I think we have two options. We can believe what many of the governments are saying, or we can be just as humans as we are, you know, and open our hearts and give a hand to those in need. These people very much need a hand, a light on this darkness they are passing through. So let's open our hearts. No, let's take the best of all humanity and support those who are the most in need.
Dr. Frankin Frias is Deputy Manager of Operations for Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, in Mexico and Central America. MSF staff say President Trump's immigration policies have dehumanized and endangered hundreds of thousands of asylum seekers stranded in Latin America. MSF has published the new report, Unwelcome: The Devastating Human Impact of Migration Policy Changes in the United States, Mexico, and Central America. Find a link to the report at tpr.org. You've been listening to Fronteras. Fronteras editors are Dan Katz and Yvette Benavides. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. Hear past episodes at tpr.org and on the Fronteras podcast. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. Thanks for listening.